Peter's first word is dear friends, or in the Greek it's beloved.
Weche mag Peter mokuongo owacho ni osiepna kata jalo mwagenorego.
He likes that word. He's used it a few times.
Ohero wachno, osetiyo kode e ndiko mang'eny.
Peter's writing about terrifying judgments.
Peter ndiko kokalo kuom okumu mager.
But he's not writing to frighten us.
Be okondiki ni mondo obwogwa godo.
He's not writing to make himself seem big as he speaks of these big things. He writes as a friend so that we can be ready. He writes to stir us up. It's easy to grow lazy and tired. To say, the sun rises. The sun sets. And to forget the things which the apostles of Jesus Christ have taught us. Then we fall into doubt and fear and unbelief. But Peter wrote this word to help us remember.
Peter nondiko nwa weche gini mondo wabedi koda paro.
That's there in verse 2.
Kwa ndikia kwa somi areyo.
Remember the things spoken by the prophets and the apostles.
Paruru weche mano kwenye ukoka lukum jonabi.
And as I said, when Peter wrote, he's an old man.
Kapita nindiko nosubedu kwa ojalo maikene niang.
And the apostles and prophets who had been the first builders of the foundation of the church were dying.
Kata mana joote kata ge jonabi mano oguru mise marwaro bende koro nosechako noseto.
And they would soon be gone.
Kino ndalogines nebiro de.
But Peter wanted the church to remember these words after they had gone.
Peter to nedwane mondo joge osika paruweche ge bang ka joote gi jonabi oseto.
Because their words came from the Lord and Savior himself, verse
2.
One day the sun will not rise or set. Because Jesus has chosen a day to bring it all to an end. When he has finished his work of discipling the nations, then he will come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, that's what these verses are about. We start to see what he teaches about it in verse 3. And Peter speaks about the last days.
Peter, will you come ndalogiko?
There's a lot of confusion about those words, the last days. And I've almost never heard those words being used in a biblical way since I came to Kenya.
Adira neok awinjo wechego kiwache eki wachma kemoma nyaka nachopo e Kenya ka.
Is when I hear people saying the last days. Normally I hear them speaking about the end times, the very final moments of this age. The very final years or months before Jesus returns. That's not what those words mean in the Bible.
Mago ke gik ma wacho kata magino osimbo.
That's not what Peter meant by them.
Mano ke gik ma Peter no wacho.
And we can see that very easily, actually.
Wanyalo neno mano mapio.
Yesterday I read from Hebrews chapter 1.
Nyoro nasome ebuk marjo Ibrania achia.
I want to read those words again.
Adana chaka som ndiko no kendo.
It says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers. Through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Now, he's writing nearly 2,000 years ago. He was writing to Jewish Christians. And he said, in these last days which we live in now, God has spoken to us by his Son. So 2,000 years ago, he said to his churches, we are now in the last days. In these last days, God has spoken by his Son. He wasn't thinking that the last days were 2,000 years, 10,000 years
away.
He believed they'd arrived already.
Well,
I can show you another one. Because there are a few. James chapter 5. James was writing to and rebuking worldly people.
Jacobo ne wuoyo kendo nokwedo jopiny joricho.
Rather, Christians who had been thinking in a worldly way.
Kata jo Kristo mosebedo kaparo e yo mok wach e yo ma kipiny.
And he says in verse 3, you have hoarded up or you've stored up wealth in the last days.
Ondiko Jacobo abit matinda dekni usekano mwandu endalo mar giko.
He said, you're living in the last days, so why are you just living for money?
Udak endalo mar giko tango momyo udak nikich pesa.
So again, James, nearly 2,000 years ago, he says these days are the last days.
James bende ni alupariyo mokalo no wacho ni maendalo mar giko.
Now what does that mean?
Ango momyo ango mamano wacho.
In the Bible, the last days is the whole time from when Jesus rose from the dead until when he returns.
Emoma ndalo magigiko tieneni chakre nyaka Yesu nuchir koa eto nyaka ching duoke.
It began with his resurrection.
Ochakore kum chir mare.
And it's continuing now.
Tobiro de nyaka odi mbele sani.
When they use those words, they're getting them out of the Old Testament. The prophets preached about the last days. They're talking about the time when the Messiah would come into the world and make the world right again. They were talking of the time when Israel's king would begin to rule the world. So actually, the last days, they began with the coming of Christ at Bethlehem. They're called the last days because it's the final stage in God's plan for history. There were many different ages in the Old Testament. At the times of the fathers like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. The times of
Noah.
The times of the Exodus. And the rule of the judges. The great kingdom of David. And then later, the splitting of the kingdom into two. Exile in Babylon and return. And God's plan had to pass through each of those stages.
Kasto echenro manyasaye menyaka kalitieng katieng diduto.
But in all that time, the people of God were looking ahead. They were longing for the Messiah to come. They knew the promise God had given to Adam. There would be a seed born of the woman who would crush the head of the serpent. Someone who would bring the nations back to the worship of God. Someone who would bring justice in the earth. But they knew none of those things could happen until the Messiah sat on his throne. But Jesus now is sitting on his throne. He's gone up to the right hand of God. And he's ruling over the nations now. After he rose from the dead, he spoke to his disciples. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth is given to me."
Eka no korogini loch duto mag polo malo nyakabo pinka osemia ango.
And he said, "Go and make the nations to be disciples. And I'll be with you until that work is done." So these are the last days. The king is on his throne. And he is teaching the nations. Now some people think he's doing it too slowly. Say, why can't he make it go a bit faster? Well, Peter will answer that question a little bit later. But it's important to see that when these apostles spoke of the last days, they're not speaking of the end times, but the whole period since Jesus rose from the dead. Because this whole time is the climax and the goal of history. When Christ crucified and risen is preached to the world. In the times of the Old Testament, the world was in darkness. My fathers and your fathers, they worshipped the sun and the moon and the trees. They had no knowledge that the true God was the God who was at work in Israel. And the power of Satan covered the whole earth. There are only a few in Israel who walked in the light. But after Christ rose, the power of Satan has been broken. He's got no power to stop the nations coming into the church. He can't stop you from growing in holiness. He can't stop you from serving Jesus Christ. Oh yes, he can put problems in the way. But only ones that God can help you to overcome. Only ones that God can use as lessons to help you grow. Don't let anybody tell you that Satan is ruling the world. His power was broken when Jesus rose from the dead. When Jesus paid the price of sin, Satan had no claim over the people of God. But So we're living in the last stage of history. That doesn't mean I can tell you that the end will be in your lifetime. It means we're part of the final task that God has given the church.
So
we call the nations to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's look at what Peter says after those words.
He says that
in these last days, scoffers will come. Now, scoffer, someone who mocks, someone who laughs. It's painful when people laugh at your belief, isn't
it?
If you hold the Lord Jesus is precious and dear.
Kisekao Yesu Kristo kaka genomari kendo kaka chunyi chutho e chunyi jarmori to chunyi chutho.
Someone else just laughs like you're an idiot.
Kazi korunga to koka dwanyeri kagima in ilal kendo ine mikia.
But why do people laugh?
Angomo mio jinyero.
So they want to carry on with their wicked lives.
Nikeche gidwani mondo gibimbele gitimbe gimamono timbe gimaricho.
They want to believe that God will never judge them.
Gidwani mondo gibed gigeno moro ni nyasaye ok bi kumo gingan.
They're trying to persuade themselves that they don't need to repent.
Gidwani mondo gipare kedu giwegi kata gilombre giwegi ni ok ongetiende mondo geul richo margi.
Now verse 4 tells us what the scoffers will say. They say, where's this coming of the Lord? I can't see it. Everything just continues like it always does. The rains come, the harvests come. The years go round and round. Where's this Savior you speak of? So they laugh because they can't see. They judge only with their eyes. Well, that's a very foolish way to judge. Anybody in this room seen Jomo
Kenyatta?
Have you seen him?
No.
No?
No, kunene. Oh, dada chakende.
You've seen him? Oh, well. I had to choose someone else then. Have you seen Tom and Boyer?
Beno. No, they didn't.
Oh, you've not seen Tom and Boyer?
No, kuneno Tom Boyer.
Ah, then there's no such person. He never existed.
He never existed.
Do you believe me?
Oku beugenu kumi. Beuyene, oh, yeah, and the home of Tom Boyer is just next to this hill here.
Ah, but you never met him.
To no promo code.
But you know there was such a man.
I think they may believe because they have seen his home.
Oh, but you've seen his home? Okay. But, so you believe there's such a man just because you saw his home. And I'm sure there is such a man. Because we've read about him in the books. We can see pictures of him. We can find the streets that are named after him. There are many things that we believe exist, though we never seen them with our eyes. I've never seen South Africa. I've never seen America. I've never seen India.
South Africa, America, kapok adhi India, pok aneno gigo duto te.
But I'm very sure there are such places.
Tageno kendo an gadiera ni kuondego nitie.
I've read about them and I've heard people who've told me themselves.
Asesomo kuondego kendo asewinjo ka ji nyisa ni kuondego nitie.
And so I believe.
Koro mano ni ageno ni gigo nitie.
Because reliable witnesses have told me.
Nikech jogo makare mosebedo joneno osenyisa.
If you only believe in the things you've seen, there'll be very, very, very few things you can believe in.
Kibiro geno mana kuom gigo miseneno, biro be geno kuom gigo matin sana.
Have you met your grandfather's grandfather?
Be nuneno kwar kwaru.
And yet you know there's such a person.
Do ugeno mana ni kenun gi ni jalno ne nitie ngat machalo kamano kwar kwaru.
Certainly in the world at one time.
Igeni ne ndalo moko nodak.
Well, Peter helps us to answer some of these scoffers.
Peter temo miwa rieko mar duoko penjo ma jo akweda makwedo wach Nyasaye gi wacho.
In fact, he has already given some answers.
And to mano mio wayudo ni oseduoko weche mang'eny.
There was a time when God stepped into the creation in a powerful way.
Ne nitiere ndalo ma Nyasaye no odonje e chwech e yo mapek.
And he flooded the whole world with water.
Eka nopong'o piny koda pi.
And the seasons and the harvest did not continue like they always had done.
Eka ndalo mag pur kata mag keyo nokotimore kaka bedo timore pile.
He sent the flood in the days of Noah.
No okelo pi ndalo mag Noah.
That's in verses 5 and 6.
Mane kwan matindo abich to gi auchiel.
And the lives, the cities, and all the works that existed before that time were washed away.
Piny duto gi gik mane nitiere, taonde duto mane beyo, noyiwe koda pi.
When Noah and his sons left the ark and entered a new world, a cleansed world.
Noah gi yawuote nowuok e yie maduong' mar safina manolor kendo ne gichako chwech manyien.
And none of them would ever say, "Oh, God won't do anything in this world."
No, ne ok gichak gigeno ni Nyasaye nyalo chako timo tim moro kendo.
They would never say, "Oh, we can forget the judgment of God; it won't come."
Ne ok ginyal wacho ni ok wanya ni wiwa mondo wil gi ng'ado bura ma Nyasaye.
And all their children and their children's children would have been quite sure of these things.
Kendo nyithindgi kata nyikwegi bende nok nyal bedo koda geno gi gik masamoro machalo kamano.
They looked around the world and they found that they were the only people who were living in it.
Ne ging'iyo koni gi koni to ne giyudo mana ka gin kendgi e jok ma odak e piny.
They could perhaps find things which had been washed away.
Ne ginyalo yudo gik manoyiwe koda pi.
But no sign of the people who'd lived there before.
Well,
Peter says the scoffers, they deliberately forget these things.
Peter wacho ni jogo ma kwedo wach Nyasaye wigi wilgi wechegi mapiyo.
They push these things out of their minds and out of their thinking.
Gigolo gigi e pachgi kendo gigolo gigi e paro e rapar margi.
Even in Peter's day there were historians who wrote the history of the world.
Katandalo mag Peter ni nitiere jok manosomo sigana manondiko sigana mag piny.
And there was one very famous one called Josephus.
Ni nitiere jalno mane nyinge Rauma manoberi ndiko sigand piny mane iluongo ni Josephus.
And he wrote about the flood in his history of the world.
Kino nondiko kuom pong pi mag piny mane otimore ndalo no.
And there are records all over the world that different peoples have.
Kino nondiko e buge duto gik manotimore mane ji duto nosetimo.
All over the world, different tribes have remembered stories of the flood.
Oganda koganda kata tieng ka tieng gik mane gitimo tok pi ma ataro manopong'o.
You can find them speaking of a time when there were only 8 human beings in a boat.
Inyalo winjo ka giwacho ni ne nitiere ji aboro kende piny manokwongo.
Even different tribes in the world even remembered the name of Noah.
Oganda mang'eny kata dhok mang'eny ne ok ginyal ng'eyo ahinya sigand Noah.
They didn't learn it from the Bible.
Ne ok gisome e muma.
But when missionaries first came to them,
to ndalo mane joote nokwongo biro,
The missionaries found that those people had already knew the story of
Noah.
But the scoffers try very hard to forget all these things. But let us not forget. Why is there a world? Why does the world exist? Where did it come from? So, there's a sun that rises. And there are rains that come. And it continues to rise and to fall each day. But where did it all come from? You can't just laugh and say everything just goes on like clockwork. You have to answer the question, where did it even come from to begin? And all our science shows us you cannot get something out of nothing. It is a miracle that there is a world. The Bible tells us it came from the Word of God. God spoke. God can make something out of nothing. So let the scoffers tell us where the world came from. The scoffers today says there's an explosion. And the world formed out of this explosion. But they can't answer a very important question. How can nothing explode? If you have nothing, then there is nothing that can explode. Only the Bible has the answer. God spoke. So these scoffers, they have another answer. They say, well, it's taken too long. If Jesus was coming, he would have come back already. He's been too slow. So they conclude he's not coming at all. The world is just left to go its own way. But Peter says in verse 8, remember this, my beloved
friends.
God does not look at time the way you and I look at time. God did not begin to exist only a few years ago like you or me. God does not become impatient or tired when a few years pass. God can wait for 1,000 years and it's all the same as if he waited as a day. Or if he decides to wait for a day, then it's the same to him as if he waited for 1,000 years. He won't grow tired or he won't get impatient. He doesn't forget just because many ages have passed by. He doesn't change his purpose with the rising and setting of the sun.
Ok bibi pache kata chenro mage be okonya loko nikech kaka tuch chieng kata podho chieng.
Now, our lives are very short.
Nda ngima wachiek.
And we want to always be moving forward.
Kendo wadwa ni mondo wane ka gik moko timore dhi mbele makare.
If you're still at school when you're 30 years old, people will say, why are you wasting these years? Why haven't you moved on yet?
Kaine school tijaiga pira dek tijipenyo ni tangoma poditi ime school.
Because we know that we're not likely to have more than 70, 80, maybe 90.
Nikeje wanige paro ni okwanyal bedo gi higa pira berio kata higa pira boru.
And it may be much fewer than that.
Tumano be minyalo bedo machieka inya.
But God is not limited in that way at all. So if a long time passes before he keeps his promise, yet the promise still stands. That's very important to know in your Christian life. Because you ask sometimes, why isn't God doing something? Where has he gone? Why is this problem taking so long for me to pass through?
Ang'o momiyo chandruogegi budho mondo an awuon akali e chandruogegi?
Then you begin to ask, has God forgotten me?
Emomiyo ichako bedo ka in gi paro ni to koso Nyasaye
winjo sigilo. Is his promise not true?
Kuno singruok mage ok adiera?
And you begin to doubt.
Kaeto ichako bedo gi parruok.
Remember that we are weak and impatient.
Kaeto ichako bedo gi geno ni wan wayom yom kaeto ok wabed jok mahore kata marito.
As our trials go on, God is teaching us to be patient.
Kaka tembe medo bedo jawa nyasachwa punjwa bedo gi boloro kata horo.
He's making us to be more like him.
Oketowa mondo wabed machal kode nikech nyasaye mahore.
So that we're not thrown around by every new wind that blows.
Koro ok tingwa tinga kata witwa wita koni gi weche machalo yamo mora mora ma ikalo.
So that we can stand firm in the storms.
Tumakmana ni mondo wachung motegno e apaka duto mag pinyni.
God has reasons for his waiting.
Nyasaye nigi chenro kuom arita murito godo kata weche ge kaka dhi mos.
And he wants you to trust him.
Kendo odwa ni mondo ibed gi geno kuome. Hallelujah.
In the book of Revelation,
e buk mar fweny,
the souls cry out, how long, O God?
Saulo tebo ywak ni, o Nyasaye, ere ang'o momideko?
That's always been the cry of the Christian church.
Manimo ya Kristo kata kanisa osebedo ka ywak godo.
How long must the world hate us?
Ni ere ang'o ndalo bane ndalo di majok yo piny biro chawo.
How long must the devil attack us? How long must we be tempted so much by our
sin?
And the answer that's given is, wait a little while longer. Trust your Father, he knows what he's doing. The Bible often encourages us to wait upon the Lord.
Says,
those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not be faint. God will do everything he has promised. He'll do it at the time that he knows is right. So just believe. Yes, there will be scoffers. But don't be afraid of them. God already answered them at the flood. He's not going to change his timetable just because of their scoffing. The Word of God made the world. The word of God is keeping the world ready for the day of judgment. Let's look at what he says about that day. Because the day has been set. Now why hasn't it come yet? God is waiting for people to repent. It's actually His kindness that gives the delay. He's given us opportunity to be ready for that day. If God had ended the world yesterday, then some of His chosen people would not have been ready. Because they haven't yet come to repentance. So it's very merciful of God to wait. But the day is set. And it won't come by water. It'll come by fire. And it will be sudden. God's not going to announce it beforehand. But verse 10, it'll be like a thief. Have you ever had your house broken into? I have.
I came
home from church one day. A window was broken. And things had been taken. The thief never tells you beforehand, does
he?
He won't be sending you a letter. Or call you on the phone.
So,
on Sunday when you're at church, I'll be coming to rob your house. So make sure you're not there. Because then you know you will be there. And the policeman will be hiding in your cupboards ready to catch the thief. So God says the end will come in that way. Nobody knows when that day has been set apart from God Himself. And when it comes, it will be devastating and terrible. Verse 10 says that everything will be burnt up. Even the present heavens themselves will disappear. Everything will be destroyed by fire. The earth will be laid bare. All that's on it will be wiped away. Peter calls it the day of the Lord. It's the day when God alone will be glorified. When He will do as He pleases. Nobody will be able to resist Him or stand against Him. Nobody will be able to hold it back even for 10 seconds. He'll do exactly as He pleases. And He will put every wrong right again. He'll deal with every injustice and every evil thing. Every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. All will see His holiness and glory. And He will do as He pleases as the great judge kendo all mankind.
Obiro timo mana kaka en oduo ohero oene e jang'ad bura mar ngima ma dhano duto.
Now, are you ready for a day like that?
Because
if you can see the glory of that day and the holiness of Jesus, thousands of angels round his throne as he comes to judge the world, then you might start to say, oh, I hope it'll be delayed for a little longer. Because I need to get right with God before that day comes. I need to turn from my sin. I need to be ready to stand before Him. I need to know that I'm forgiven because of the blood of His cross. Do you need to get right with the Lord? Get right with Him today. You don't know how many days God has chosen for your life. I was last with you in April. I'll bet that there's people here who had friends who are alive in April who've been taken away by today.
And
so there's some of us here today, and we'll have friends, or maybe even ourselves, who won't be here for the next one in December. The only safe thing to do is to repent right away. Verse 9 tells us if we don't repent, then we perish. Those who didn't enter the ark were drowned.
Those
who aren't holding on to Jesus Christ will enter the eternal fires. Jesus is the only safe place. He took the flood of God's anger on the cross. Upon him, judgment has already fallen. So you can be safe if you trust in him. So it's easy to laugh. You can say, no, there's nothing happening. I can't see it. But in our hearts we know. God has given you a conscience. It speaks even when nobody else knows what you have done. You know that God will judge the world. So repent today. Then wait patiently for him. And don't be moved by those who laugh.